veil of glory. The veil of glory hides, and perfection dwells alone. The veils of its essence are its qualities, which are themselves comprehended in that essence. In its majesty is the lover of its beauty, and its beauty is comprehended by its majesty. Forever it makes love to itself and with nothing else concerns itself. Every instant it raises the veil from the face of belovedness, and each moment lifts up a new song of its loverhood. Love sings a song within the veil. O lover, listen to his tale. New airs each moment he doth raise. Each instant lifts new songs of praise. The whole world echoes with his song. Was ever voice so sweet and strong? The universe his secret knows. Could echo keep his secret close? This mystery each atom tells. No need have I to utter spells. In silence and in speech he talks with me. In flashing eye and eyelids modesty. I'm love. In all the world I've no home. I'm Anpa of the West. Unseen I roam. Earth and heaven have I taken with eye and brow. Neither bowed nor shaft have I, yet ask not how. Like the sun in every atom I'm shown, yet in light's transcendency abide unknown. Every tongue my word bears, with all ears I hear. Mystery, how strange! I have not tongue nor ear, since that every living thing I'm alone. Unto me in earth and heaven, like is none. To round off this brief panorama of the later metaphysics of Sufism, let's glance at the doctrine of the perfect man as developed by Abdul Karim al-Jili, 1428, in his famous book Al-Insan al-Kamil. Accepting Ibn Arabi there are three successive stages of manifestation which he calls oneness, ahadiyya, he-ness, huviyya, and I-ness, aniyya. Man, in virtue of his essence, is the cosmic thought, assuming flesh and connecting absolute being with the world of nature.